I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of those things that I think blew my mind when I saw it was the warrant of the McCloskeys here in St. Louis. This is a national story that has a lot of room for legs. When you see that a warrant was served on them and their rifle was confiscated at the time, the handgun was not. But from what I understand, as of this point in time, it has been handed over to the authorities. And I had to get Missouri's Attorney General on, Eric Schmidt, to discuss this issue right now. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the Andy Frye Show today. It's great to have you here.
It's great to have you. And I know we'll talk about that, but you mentioned something that I think is worth at least expounding on a little bit over the July 4th weekend, which was just a week ago.
Yeah.
Feels like it was much longer ago than that. But
yeah, we're in 2020 years. It's like dog years.
I know, my God. News cycles are like every hour. But
yeah.
But I wrote an op-ed in the Southeast Missourian that shared on social media about, you know, kind of where we're at and having that appreciation, a sense of gratitude for the country we live in and how unique it is. It's exceptional, and that's what people mean by American exceptionalism, that our founders founded this country with a philosophical claim, a creed, right, that transcends, you know, it didn't exist before, the idea that we're born with certain rights, like God-given rights, and government is just our shared project to protect those rights. And you see the lowest levels of American pride in decades. You got 40% of Americans under the age of 35 who believe the First Amendment's dangerous. 1 in 10 Americans believe that Judge Judy's on the Supreme Court. I mean, we need to get back to the basics of civics. And I think that's our way forward, where we can appreciate this gift. And America is the greatest vessel for the advancement of human dignity in the history of the world, and we ought to appreciate that. And I think that can be something that brings us together, you know, as we move forward. So
I can't remember who it was, and I wish. And when I find it out, whether it's by the end of the show or by the end of this week, it was an African American person saying that he was born with the most amazing privilege that exists, and it's to be born in America. That the idea of being American is such a blessing, and we are taking it for granted so very much. And when I'm looking at, you know, I've been looking for what crime the McCloskeys committed, why their guns were confiscated. You know, you're the law here in Missouri, and I'd love to hear what you think about the story as a whole, but especially them having to surrender those weapons.
So, yeah, so a local prosecutor, and I think that's important, our office, you know, this is not our deal. The local prosecutor, Kim Gardner in St. Louis, that happened. Actually, it was on a Fox News program as it was breaking Friday night. We were going to talk about Operation Legend, you know, this surge of federal law enforcement helping out in Kansas City, where we're seeing record homicide numbers in Kansas City, and St. Louis is the same way. I mean, we're in a spike of violent crime that we got to get in front of. But as this all was happening, you know, the search warrant was issued at one gun was, I think, seized at the residence. Another one was turned over later. One thing I think that's really important for people, the listeners, to understand is Missouri's Castle Doctrine. Missouri's Castle Doctrine is expansive and very broad. And what that means is that you can defend your property. You can defend your life, of course, your family, your home, and your property. And Missouri has one of them, again, the broadest castle doctrines in the country. And this, another important fact here is that this was a private street. This was not a public street. This is a neighborhood that those streets have, you know, been maintained, and they're owned by the people who live in there. So that's an important fact here as people are, you know, defending their property. Of course, these folks were on their way to the mayor's house which has been, you know, vandalized several times. And so, yeah, and I think the real story to watch here is Kim Gardner. You know, she, of course, has an abysmal record of prosecuting violent crime in St. Louis, has a track record.
She's pretty proud of it.
Yeah, and you know, she kind of brags about it, and she's released dozens and dozens of individuals, inmates who were charged with violent crime at the beginning of the coronavirus. We called her out on it. I mean, these are people who were arrested for holding up restaurant workers at gunpoint, assaulting cab drivers. These people were, she was complicit in their release, and she has a track record of making political decisions when and ignoring the law. So. Certainly something to watch. There have been no charges issued yet, but obviously this was a new development on Friday.
Eric Schmidt, Missouri's Attorney General, on the phone with us. Eric, I remember you talking about this issue with Kim Gardner long before 2020. 2020 has sort of just amplified everything, and in this case, it looks very much like it's selectively applied law, that she's allowing groups that she would benefit her politically to go, and then she's prosecuting or looking into prosecuting people that maybe aren't in line with her political beliefs. What exactly can you do as the Attorney General about that?
Well, some states are different. I mean, some states, an Attorney General can sort of come over the top. We don't have that ability under Missouri law. We handle all the criminal appeals. We're asked to come in when there's a conflict or when a local prosecutor asks to assist. That doesn't happen in St. Louis City. And I will tell you, early on, well over, you know, a year and a half ago, I offered to Kim Gardner, said, look, you know, I'm from the St. Louis region. I care deeply about violent crime in St. Louis. You know, let's work together on that. I'm willing to help. We're willing to have resources in our office. And she just was never responsive to it. So what we ended up doing was we have a partnership with the U.S. Attorney's Office, which is unprecedented in the country, where we have lawyers from our office embedded in the U.S. Attorney's Office to prosecute violent crime in St. Louis in federal court. So we're doing everything that we can there and have, you know, well over a couple hundred indictments and charges from that. So we're doing what we can. But yeah, I mean, look, the track record for Kim Gardner is not a good one. And, you know, the day before all of this happened, which seems again like 1,000 years ago, but you had, you know, calls for, you know, St. Louis being renamed, which is ridiculous. And people at the statue on Art Hill there, which is an emblematic statue before the arch. I mean, this was what St. Louis, this was the, you know, what you'd see on, you know, symbol of St. Louis. And there are people peacefully praying there who were assaulted on video. These people who were doing the assaulting have actually been interviewed on local television saying they fully expect to be charged and nothing's happened there. So it's bizarre.
I want to ask you this. We're speaking with the Missouri Attorney General, Eric Schmidt. Back on the McCloskey story here, can you explain how the authorities can show up and have a warrant for these weapons, and the McCloskeys, I assume they don't have a choice to surrender them. I mean, they're lawyers, so I would assume that they know the law infinitely more than I do. But kind of explain to me how this came about, where you had two people on their front porch defending their property from a mass of people who showed up and were threatening them, to the point where now they have had to surrender their weapons. I mean, I don't know the law, but this seems like if I'm a Second Amendment supporter, and I am, I'm going, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, and I would never, I'm not going to try to get in the mind of Kim Gardner on this. And I don't want to speculate too much. I can only believe that, you know, this could be part of them trying to build a case at some level. And that's why the search warrant was issued. But again, I think what's really important for people to understand is that in Missouri, the Castle Doctrine is very expansive. And so this was not a public street. This was not a public, you know, right of way of any sort. I mean, this is private property. The gate was, you know, down into a private neighborhood. And according to McCloskey's, you know, there's video everywhere. They told the folks coming through, this is private property. You know, have said that they were threatened, their lives were threatened, people were going to kill them, their dog, and live in their house. And they are on their property. And again, that the Castle Doctrine allows you to defend yourself and your family and your home and your property. And so we'll see how this plays out. But but certainly the search warrant was extraordinary here.
So, I mean, I live in the state of Illinois, and basically I have to have like a written signature from the governor if I want to defend my house. It's absolutely ridiculous in the state of Illinois. In Missouri, do you have to, in order to have a weapon that you lawfully own, out in plain sight on your own property, do you have to have a threat? Do you have to be able to prove that there is a threat? Or under Missouri law, can you have a lawfully owned gun on your person out in the open for people to see on your own private property?
Yeah, Missouri is an open carry state, meaning that it's a constitutional carry state. So you don't even have a concealed carry permit requirement to carry in Missouri to have it. Now, that is, again, you can carry that openly and for protection. But on your property, you know, if you are threatened on your own property, you have the ability to defend yourself, and not just yourself, but your home and your property. And so, again, that's why I bring up the castle, because it's, you know, I don't know where this goes. If it goes forward, the castle doctrine is going to be central, the central legal issue here, and what the ability they had to defend themselves and their property and those threats that were being, you know, lobbed at them. And so that's why I keep drawing attention to that, number one. And then number two, unfortunately, the track record of the circuit attorney, who's not much interested in prosecuting violent crime, and has released, again, dozens and dozens of inmates charged with violent crimes, and makes, you know, then has a track record of making political decision and sort of ignores the law. And that's where we're at.
Is what the McCloskey's done considered brandishing?
Well, again, I don't want to speculate as we move forward, because it's not our case. But when you're on your own property and you are threatened, you can defend yourself and your property. And as a general maxim, legal maxim, that is true. And again, this was a private street. This was not a public street. Folks were on their property. And that's, again, a big, big legal distinction moving forward here.
Thank you so much for coming on. I want to also, before we let you go here, give you an opportunity to talk about this residency bill. Can you talk to us just a quick bit about this? It was something that was out there in January, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to speak on this issue.
One of the things we pushed for in the legislature was, two big ones is to have a uniform carjacking statute to increase the penalties for carjacking, so that if you even attempt a carjacking with a deadly weapon, even if you're not successful, the minimum is 10 years. You can go to jail for 10 years to life.
Yes,
I think
please,
it's an important message to send.
I was carjacked in downtown St. Louis by somebody who had gotten out of jail like weeks before they did it to me for doing the same
thing.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. No, and I think, look, these criminals have been emboldened. And so anyway, I think that got done. One thing that didn't get done was the residency requirement being lifted in the city. So right now, if you want to be a police officer in the city of St. Louis, you have to live in the city. And as you know, there's a lot of folks who want to do important police work in the city, but they might want to have their kids in, you know, that are school age, and they want them to be able to go to a different school or whatever their personal reasons are. They ought to be able to live in the county, or maybe in Illinois or in Franklin County. And we need all hands on deck right now amidst these ridiculous calls to defund the police. We need more cops. We need more funding. St. Louis City is 150 officers short right now. They're probably going to lose a number of officers, maybe a couple hundred to retirement in the next year. Certainly, we saw over the weekend there was a 400% increase in requests for retirement at NYPD. I don't think that New York's going to be alone in that. So,
yeah. You
know, we want to make sure that our communities are safe. We're going to need more police officers. And opening up that universe of talent to people who live outside the city, I think, is a really important thing to do to protect neighborhoods, communities, you know, and honor the service that a lot of good men and women who wear that uniform want to do in the city, because we need their help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.